This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
For the last 2 years, there is a strip of paracetamol on my bedside table, in my bag, and in my medicine box to help me fight the feverish signs of COVID, weather change, headache, menstrual cramps, and many other issues. I asked my colleagues if they take paracetamols frequently as well.
So I don't really reach out for paracetamols unless I absolutely need to.
I try and avoid taking paracetamols as much as possible, just to not build a tolerance for them.
I have a full-time job. I have my child. I have my household to take care of. I feel I can't afford to fall sick at all.
But definitely my consumption has gone up during the pandemic.
Over the last 2 years, I do feel like I have reached out for paracetamol. And even if I do reach out for a paracetamol, it has been Dolo 650.
Because you can't really take chances. There's always this mental game going on.
So whenever I have felt feverish or symptoms like body ache, I have been taking paracetamol.
Oh, I didn't tell you. I also take a vitamin D, a multivitamin, and a calcium tablet 5 days a week, hoping to boost my immunity. Have I become a pill popper? I'm Devina Sengupta, and you're listening to our episode Paracetamol Pandemic on The Morning Brief. In today's episode, I find out the paracetamol wars plaguing India. What makes a Dolo 650 a serious competitor against household brands like Calpol and Crocin? And are Indians getting addicted to these painkillers, paracetamols, and the so-called immunity-boosting medicines?
Each time somebody gets a pain or a fever, well, we are surrounded by a sense of fear, a sense of uncertainty. We start pressing panic buttons.
That was Dr. S.P. Kalantri from Mahatma Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences, Wardha. His Twitter bio says he's a physician, a teacher, a researcher, administrator, and a cyclist. Today he explains to me if taking medicines have become a habit, the brand wars, and who should take the blame for turning us into a pill-popping country. Should it be the regulator, the doctor, or the consumer, that is you and me?
Doctors must also realize that there is more in paracetamol than meets the eye.
What do you mean by that? There is more to paracetamol than meets the eye?
Well, it means that, well, although the drug is very effective and very safe, but there are occasional concerns that paracetamol can also harm the people. For example, we often do not know that I have a fever and I take paracetamol. I can as well have a runny nose or a stuffy nose, and I can also self-medicate myself with an over-the-counter medicine, and that might also contain paracetamol and certain other constituents. And it's also possible that I might have other diseases which demand pain. So I might already be on painkillers, for example, for a joint pain or an arthritis. So this combination of drugs there, isn't it, can cause more harm than good and can produce a paracetamol toxicity as well. And therefore, people must realize that although it is perceived as a very safe and effective drugs, again, it needs to be taken for right indications for a very limited period of time.
Right. And are you afraid that no matter how safe the paracetamol is, our threshold to pain is slowly going down as well? I mean, I have become a pill popper quite often, and again, mildest of an abdominal cramp or something, and I pop a pill.
Well, I happened to read a Hindi poem by Nandini Mehta a couple of days back, and I find it very relevant in the present paracetamol pandemic. And she says, and I quote, "Har dard ko hawa na dijiye, har dard ki dawa na lijiye." So every pain and every fever and every bad reading on a thermometer or every spike on a temperature chart should not lead to people now popping up paracetamol tablets. It's important to understand that sometimes a masterly inactivity, doing nothing and just staying away from the drug, can be more beneficial than a blind trust on drugs.
Doctor, generations have been brought up on a Calpol-Crocin, and now, of course, over the last 2 years, it's been a Dolo. Are your concerns also regarding the new age drugs that are coming up, which might be in the family of paracetamols, but are getting more and more popular?
Well, you have rightly pointed out that the doctors and public are spoiled by choices, and the brands are constantly vying for the consumer's attention. For example, Calpol is a brand name drug for paracetamol, which is around for almost 60 years. Crocin was rated by Economic Times Brand Equity Survey in 2012 as the top 100 most trusted brands in India. And recently, both Crocin and Calpol has been displaced by an Indian colleague called Dolo.
Before the doctor delves further into what I now call the paracetamol situation in India, a quick snippet on the participants in this paracetamol race. There is Dolo 650. It is manufactured by a Bengaluru-based Micro Labs Limited, and its popularity has led to a meme fest and many hashtags on social media. Some call it India's favorite snack during COVID. In fact, I read a meme in which it says that if you were to stack up Dolo 650, as in the number of Dolo 650 sold in India, then it's going to be some 6,000 times the height of Mount Everest. I mean, you can imagine. Contender Calpol is an older participant produced by global major GSK Pharma, while various brands of Crocin come under GSK Consumer Healthcare. I dialed Kiran Somavanshi, my colleague who analyzes India's latest trends by looking at cold numbers. Her numbers of the paracetamol wars was mind-boggling.
So in the category of analgesics and antipyretics, for the calendar year 2021, when we look at the data of AIOCD, that is All India Association of Chemist and Druggist Organization, then you see there is a growth of 23% for the year 2021, and the category stood at 11,500 crores. Now, to get a perspective of this growth, if you compare this category growth over the previous year, 2020, then there was a drop of 3%. So from a drop of 3%, it has shown a jump of 23%.
That's huge. So what do you analyze? Why was there a drop of 3%? Because COVID was there in 2020 as well.
Yeah, in 2020, from March onwards, from the mid-March onwards, when the lockdown and the things started, till almost June, July, there was a complete lockdown. And people were only buying necessary medication. So bulk of the period of 2020, since people stayed indoors and people were not exactly self-medicating because they were not really falling sick. So that kind of restricted the overall consumption of this category. But come to 2021, when we had the real second wave, which saw people falling sick, hospitalizations, the whole thing of, you know, having COVID, the Delta wave. And that is when, you know, the consumption increased, people started also stocking up. So that kind of boosted the whole growth.
Are you spotting any trends of certain brands being preferred over the others?
Historically, Indians have typically always said, you know, talked about paracetamol as a Calpol or a Crocin. Like it's a household name. But this time, it was different. When typically you go for vaccination, the nurse will ask you to or recommend that, okay, you have a Dolo 650 if you have any fever or body ache. So Dolo is one of the brands which really kind of emerged as the winner. If you look at the numbers, again, AIOCD numbers, when I look at for the Dolo brand, the sales stood at around 436 crores for the year 2021. And that was nearly doubled of what they sold in 2020. And that's a huge jump. Because when you look at Calpol, the revenues stand at around 378 crores. And they are two-thirds more than what they sold in 2020.
Now, with this third wave, a lot of children are getting impacted. Now, do you see that now with kids also suffering from COVID, parents might start giving them these paracetamols on their own as well?
I'm sure they're already giving it. So with overall people being extra cautious about falling ill, you know, especially this time around, the incidence of illness among the children is only going to intensify the emerging tendency of, you know, to err on the side of the caution. It is more of, you know, desperate times, desperate measures.
Right. Do you do that? Do you keep a pack of Allegra or Crocin, Calpol?
Yeah, I always. With a mother, as a mother of two kids, I think it's always better to err on the side of caution.
Always. As you said, desperate times need desperate measures. So Kiran charted out the mercurial growth paracetamols and certain brands like Dolo have seen. But who is responsible for these pills in our bloodstream? The doctor? The aggressive medical representative waiting for hours outside the clinic? Or the patients who have become consumers like me? Dr. Kalanthri explains.
So all over the country during this COVID pandemic, we saw a large number of paracetamol and its cousins being used right, left, center by people. And people seem to have developed a blind faith on the antipyretic, that is fever-reducing and pain-killing capacity of paracetamol. But also of concern that as Omicron arrived in India a couple of weeks back, and a large number of antivirals have been very aggressively promoted by Big Pharma, many of these antivirals have got a very small benefit, but then there are potential large risk because they can damage a developing fetus, they can damage a growing bone and cartilage in a child or an adolescent, and they might also lead to mutations in the body cells leading to cancers. It's important for the doctors to get self-educated themselves, isn't it? More often than not, in our country, we also find that it is a medical representative and the pharma ads which are filling the knowledge gaps in the doctors. But it's more important for the doctors to read those randomized controlled trials published in international journals, critically appraise the evidence, figure out what are the risks, what are the benefits. Was this pill which was used in a trial patients in the Western countries, are those data applicable in a country like India? In our setting, what are the benefits? What are the adverse events? And then a doctor should take a balanced view of a drug. Now, unfortunately, it doesn't occur because more often than not, the doctors are educated and trained by medical representatives, by the pharma industry. And there's also peer pressure that if I'm not prescribing this drug, my colleague might. And therefore, we see a rampant abuse and irrational use of these drugs.
What about the regulator? Are they not worried? I asked Vikas Dandekar, my go-to person for all pharma policy-related questions. He's my colleague. Does he think that medical fraternity is worried? Vikas, any norm which is coming up or which is being discussed to figure out more about this kind of paracetamol usage?
Not much that I have heard, but what also happens is there was also a mention of Sumo, which is Alkem's drug, and that is so paracetamols are also combined with many other combinations, and those are something that one needs to be very careful about. In itself, I haven't heard any regulations, but in a country like India, where norms are generally not followed to the T, where even antibiotics are given across the counter. You can actually check it. Azithromycin is an antibiotic, but if you go and ask, probably you will get it, or even an Augmentin. So in a country like India, where prescription...
I did get an Augmentin.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. So yeah, and that used to be one of the last resorts for any kind of a infection. It's become so common now. So that's a very worrying factor. What will happen is, over a period of time, we will develop a lot of resistance to those antibiotics. So that's a big problem. And combinations are also a big problem.
So does this mean there is no paper trail on what are the side effects of a medicine? How much paracetamols are sold by drugstores? Because many are over-the-counter buys.
Ideally, it would be good to keep a track of, the prescription patterns of which medicines are being given to what kind of patients. We do not have a very robust pharmacovigilance, network. On paper, it is there, but reporting on adverse events or, even if you go back to the doctor saying that you had a terrible stomach upset following a particular brand, probably, one will never go. Secondly, even if it goes, where does it get recorded? So we do need a pharmacovigilance program. We have something called PVPI, Pharmacovigilance Program of India, but it doesn't really go that far in terms of tracking patients. I mean, that's a big concern, especially for new medicines. Yeah, so that's a serious thing, and it has never happened. I have been seeing the industry for over two decades now. It just comes, becomes a discussion point, and then it just vanishes.
I asked Vikas if India is suffering from paracetamol addiction. And what about those colorful multivitamins I take every morning for my hair, my skin, my immunity, and my longevity?
That's a good question. So, you know, patients doing self-treatment is definitely not something that anyone will advocate. But, going by the records of health regulators, paracetamols are considered to be extremely safe. So, there are times when, say, for example, NHS of UK, they say 500 mg tablets up to four times in 24 hours is fine. Not just paracetamol, to add, Devina, they are also drugs like Zincovit. And these vitamin drugs have become so rampantly used. Everyone is going for vitamins and vitamin D, and, you know, so those are definitely very concerning. So much of overuse of drugs is definitely not a good thing. But, you know, people are almost using these as prophylactics.
Prophylactic is a Greek word which means an advance guard. But is there a real enemy at all? Or am I using multiple shields because these weapons are easily available to me? Kiran answers.
So for the calendar year 2021, Indians popped around, rupees 15,000 crores worth of immunity boosters. And that will be in the form of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. And that was like a 16% jump over the previous year. So when you look at 2020, the growth was 7%. And for 2021, it came to be doubled of that. Like if you hear anyone, Zincovid, vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, it's being liberally recommended, liberally taken. And people even in their WhatsApp chats and all liberally ask their family members and friends to kind of get one and keep it or have it. They are having it themselves. I always look at it like we had fast food, fast fashion, and now we are into a phase of fast healthcare where people want to recover fast and they do not mind popping pills for that. And with pandemic, the doctors are also catering to this anxiety and demands of the patients and kind of resorting to polypharmacy, which means the use of multiple medications on a patient. So an average prescription today doesn't have less than three medicines prescribed in some form and with a multivitamin thrown in and as a precautionary measure or, assuming that vitamin D is less or vitamin B is required for a vegetarian. So certain medicines have become an accompaniment. Another thing is e-pharmacies. And now these all omni-channel pharmacies, they have made it so easy to order drugs, which has also led to an increased consumption of medicines, whether it is required or not. Because if you're going to be delivered within 2 hours, medicines are always there at your disposal.
One aspect is patient's psyche. I mean, there is comfort in seeing doctor prescribe a medicine. And that is probably why a newer brand like Adolo is winning the game against more known names. Vikas does a bit of psychoanalysis for me.
So what happens is that, say for the people who go to the doctor with fever, and when the doctor is actually prescribing a Crocin, the patient may have a feeling that, why did I have to come to the doctor? Because Crocin, I would have taken it myself because it's so popular. So sometimes on insistence that, can I get something else? Doctors do prefer a substitution, which is equal to the brand that is known to the patient. So that's a very popular thing that happens, that, if a patient is actually going to the doctor, then he needs to get something that looks like or feels like a prescription brand. So Andolo was with 650 mg launch as against Crocin and Crocin Advance. So Crocin was 500 and Crocin Advance was 650. So that also made a little change. Dolo came with a stronger composition.
Oh, okay. So in times of pandemic, a stronger composition might be one of the reasons why a doctor is prescribing Dolo?
Yes, you have a higher strength for the patient. The results may be faster.
But not all medicines are kosher, right? There is resistance from the fraternity even if the pill is marketed well.
Let me give an example. Very recently, a very aggressively marketed antiviral drug, Monopiravir, was introduced in the country. The drug was approved by the drug regulator, but the researchers and the scientists in the Indian Council of Medical Research found that there were some problems in the drugs. They were also concerned about the potential risks as well, and therefore they did not include this drug in their national COVID treatment protocol. So it is extremely important that the highest scientific bodies in the country must see eye to eye. We should look at the benefits of a drug from a public health perspective and not from an individual perspective, particularly in the wake of a pandemic, and then take decisions which are science-driven, which are backed by evidence, and which are supported by data.
While the doctor eased some of my apprehensions regarding the easy flow of medicines, our data cruncher Kiran warns that this trend is now a habit and here to remain.
Because of lack of access and affordability, the per capita pill consumption in India was historically much lower than most developed markets. There is also a large established system of traditional medicines that, you know, cater to the India's healthcare needs. However, the pandemic has definitely prompted people to consume drugs, not necessarily as a cure, but as a measure of prevention. And this trend is likely to remain so for at least next couple of years, even post-pandemic, because in some cases, it may also have become a habit formation kind of a thing.
Kiran's warning made me rethink my pill popping habits. And I will most probably get a doctor's approval for my multivitamins as well. The need to differentiate between harmless, essential, and mandatory medicines have never been starker and more important. Thank you, Dr. Kalanthri, Kiran, and Vikas, for helping me understand more about India's growing demand towards paracetamols and immunity pills. You were listening to Paracetamol Pandemic on The Morning Brief. I'm Devina Sengupta. Producers for this episode were Nehal Chalyawala from The Economic Times and Varun Kapahi from Awaaz. Sound editor, Swati Joshi from Awaaz. Executive producer, Arijit Barman. The Morning Brief airs on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. If you like this episode, do share it on your social media. Send your feedback at themorningbrief@timesgroup.com.